guess you kinda scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Archive. This is DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you all are having a lovely Sunday afternoon. I'm doing pretty well myself. I'm going to start off with a bit of bad news, and then a bit more, I guess. So, unfortunately, today is going to be a solo show on The Archive. DJ Hank is doing some volunteer work until 4 p.m. today, so he couldn't quite make it. And DJ Mandy B is home in Georgia for a couple of weeks, and then she'll be back, so don't worry. Won't take too long at all. And now, on that topic, I'm sure you might have heard the unfortunate news for this past week about the passing of Greg Allman, a legendary member of the Allman Brothers. So I thought I might do a little bit of a tribute to start off the show at the request of DJ Mandy B. So I hope you enjoy this big hit of theirs.
Still
The first one you heard there was Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers Band from their 1970 album Idle Winds South. I obviously wasn't alive back then, but I'm sure that was a huge hit because I can't even count how many times I've heard that on classic rock radio, but it is a fabulous song. And also on the topic of unfortunate recent passings, the second song you just heard was Wave Goodbye by Chris Cornell from his 1999 debut solo album Euphoria Morning. Chris Cornell is famous for having been in Soundgarden and Audioslave, and he had one of the best voices of his generation by a long shot, I think. And that song actually was written as a tribute to Jeff Buckley after he passed. Chris Cornell and Jeff Buckley were very good friends, and so that brings me to my next artist in this playlist, Jeff Buckley. Hope you enjoy.
"29 pearls in your kiss, a singing smile, coffee smelling, lilac skin, you're flaming me. Nine pearls in your kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell and lilac skin, you're flaming me. I'm only here for this moment. And oh, everybody here wants you. See me too. this crowd. I'm a stranger in this town. You're free with me. And our eyes locked and outcast love. I sit here proud. Even now you're undressed in your dreams with me. I'm only here for this moment. I know everybody here wants you.
Oh, hesitating. Yeah.
Okay, the first one in that little set of two songs was Everybody Here Wants You by Jeff Buckley from his posthumously released Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk, and that came out in 1998. Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite songs of his. Has that like smooth, sexy kind of feel. And this past week, I was in Cape Cod. That's why I wasn't able to be on the archive last weekend. And for whatever reason, in the area I was in, there were a ton of lilacs. And he mentions lilacs in that song. So every time I would see them, I could like hear him say the phrase lilac skin. And it just made me want to keep listening to that song. And an interesting thing about that album, the posthumously released one, Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk, is that Jeff Buckley was planning on having Tom Verlaine produce it, and Tom Verlaine was the front man of the band Television, and that just so happens to be that artist you just heard. So that was Marquee Moon. That's the title track of their 1977 debut album, Marquee Moon. Kind of goes on a bit long, but the guitar work in that is incredible. It's definitely one of my favorite songs. It's quite an epic. All right, well, this has been DJ EJ here on the Archive, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This marks approximately the halfway point of the archive for today, so this would be a great time to play a little PSA.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello? That's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yep, as always, you should go adopt some pets if you want. They're pretty cool. They're fun to have. Benefits both of you. Okay, now moving along. I don't have... really have a smooth, clever transition for this next song, unfortunately, but it's by Talk Talk. Okay, that first one was Ascension Day by Talk Talk, and the one you just heard was Descension by Unwound. Ascension Day by Talk Talk is from their 1991 album Laughingstock, which was their final album, and that's one of my favorite albums of all time, definitely. Every song on it is fantastic. It just has a lot of energy, really interesting percussion. There's some like piano chords that come in the during the middle that are sound like really twisted and kind of scary, which I love. All around just a great song. And Descension by Unwound comes from their fourth album, The Future of What, which is from 1995. And I'd say Unwound is quickly becoming one of my favorite artists. Just about everything that I've heard by them is excellent. I just heard this album, The Future of What, for the first time the other day. And when I was listening to that song, I was thinking to myself, oh, that bass line at the beginning sounds familiar. And it turns out it was basically stolen from that song by Shellac. But I'm not mad at Shellac, because I think what they did with it is also very, really quite good. And you will be hearing that right now. Okay, that one was Shoe Song by Shellac from their 2000 album 1000 Hertz. Shellac is a band fronted by Steve Albini, the legendary producer. And in addition to maybe borrowing from that Unwound song I just played, that song, Shoe Song, is actually a bit of an homage to Slint, in particular. Well, I don't think I can say the name of the song because I'm about to play it, but it's the last song from their album Spiderland, and Steve Albini produced their debut album, Tweez. So now you can hear Slint's take on that same I Miss You theme. Enjoy.
Started, his breath was still. stared at the captain through frightened eyes. The captain reached for something to hold on to. "Help me," he whispered as he rose slowly to his feet. The boy's face went pale. He recognized the sound. Silently, he pulled down the shade against the shadow. Lost at the doorstep of the empty house. "I'm trying to find my way home. I'm sorry.
Okay, that one was Good Morning Captain by Slint. That is the last track on their second and final album, Spiderland, from 1991. I would probably say that's my favorite album of all time. At least right now it is. And yeah, every time I hear that song, I'm just completely floored. It definitely helps to have the rest of the album come before it, though. It kind of makes a little more sense, not necessarily in terms of story, but in terms of tension, if that makes sense. I don't know. Go check it out, please. And I was reading about that song on this website, last.fm, that talks about music sharing and discovering new artists and keeping track of your Spotify plays and all that. I love that website. And one of the tags for that song was post-hardcore epics, so that intrigued me, so I checked out the list, and I found this next song on that list, which is also really great, and it's by a group called Hoover, so I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.